Children this summer had a chance to cool off and play on a splash pad in one of Springfield's newest parks. Valleyette Park is being built in two phases for an estimated cost of $850,000 on a 6.5-acre site that was formerly a school playground. When the project is finished next year, there will be new playground equipment, a new lawn area, tennis courts, a baseball diamond, basketball court, new trees, concrete walks, and expanded parking. Neighborhood resident Michael Conley said until now the closest park was 2 miles away.
I'm more excited for just the kids in the community overall, my kids included, that they have someplace in walking distance that they could get the energy out.
The park is located in one of the lowest income neighborhoods in the city. Pine Point Neighborhood Council member Gloria DiFilippo said residents worked with city officials for almost 10 years to plan this park.
A lot of long-standing people here who have been in Springfield and supporting Springfield for years. We had no park, so Valleyette Park kind of over the years went. And this is the first step to revitalize the park, which is going to revitalize the neighborhood.
Another new park was dedicated this summer in the densely populated Liberty Heights neighborhood. The one-acre park, dedicated to the late community activist Mary Troy, was built on a vacant lot for $780,000. The park has 21 new trees, a sensory garden, picnic tables, benches, a water fountain, and a series of freestanding play structures and exercise equipment. Mayor Dominic Sarno said it's his goal to build more of these so-called pocket parks throughout the city.
Pocket parks and quality of life are important to young families or even to senior citizens here that they have be able to recreate.
But city officials and residents of the East Forest Park neighborhood gathered one day last month to celebrate an $850,000 restoration of Nathan Bill Park. The 18-acre park has been a recreational and athletic centerpiece of the neighborhood for decades, according to Frank Ryan, president of the East Forest Park Civic Association.
I think as the economy recovers and the housing market is really coming back, I hope East Forest Park is a choice place for young families to come. And they expect this in a city. They expect to bring their children to a park area and meet the neighbors and enjoy living here.
The bulk of the Springfield projects were funded by a state grant program with the acronym PARC, which stands for Parkland Acquisition and Renovations. Patrick Sullivan, Springfield's Director of Parks and Recreation, said the city has had great success securing grants from that program because the city has made park projects a priority.
We're very passionate. You know, we care about what we're doing. We have an understanding what the community needs are. I think we engage the community into the process, and that is part of the grant application. So I think we present a full picture and we don't leave anyone out of the process, and I think that's what makes it successful.
The city has applied for a $400,000 state grant to make improvements to South Branch Park, including a launch area to put kayaks on Lake Massasoit. Another project the city has announced plans for is to create soccer fields next to an elementary school that would be named for Michael Scavina and Alan Beauregard, two Springfield police officers who were shot dead in 1985. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.